Hello, I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and I've been talking this week about being peacemakers. And it's so important that we develop our peacemaking skills because Jesus said that peacemakers are blessed. I just want to remind you that Jesus Christ is our peace. He condescended to take on human flesh, even as a baby in a humble setting, so that he could bring peace to our troubled lives. Let me just read you some really wonderful verses from Ephesians chapter 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Jesus was born to bring us peace. He came to reconcile us to God through his death on the cross and his resurrection. And for those of us who have accepted his freely offered redemption, we now have peace because we have Jesus who is our peace. We who were far away, who had no peace in our lives, who were in bondage to sin, have been brought near, so near that we can enter into his throne room and have fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So today, remember to thank God for the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And if you don't yet know the peace he offers, you can do so. It's easy to do if you just repent of your sins and accept him as your Savior, and he will give you his peace as your own. That's the most important thing. The Prince of Peace can be your personal Savior. Well, you'll find copies of this devotional on our website at christianworkingwoman.org, and I invite you to share it with friends. Many people do that all the time. We're here to help you in any way we can, so let us hear from you. Our website address again is christianworkingwoman.org.